Okay, everybody, I'm going to call the Personnel Committee to order tonight. We've got one item of new business that is on the agenda, that is dispatcher benefits payout. Take a motion to put ordinance 24-34 on the table for discussion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Counselor?
Want me to read it?
Yes, sir, if we need to.
Ordinance 24-34 is sponsored by Personnel Committee, being enacted by Coleman Court, County of Baldwin County, State of Arkansas, and ordinance being titled an ordinance approving a full payment of holiday and vacation time for certain employees and to declare an emergency. Whereas on April 2, 2019, the Arkansas 92nd General Assembly approved HB 1564, establishing Act 660, the Public Safety Act of 2019, and whereas, in order to comply with the provisions of Act 660, Faulkner County and the City of Conway are consolidating PSAPs, and whereas there are six Faulkner County employees that will have vacation holiday hours exceeding 240 hours that will be terminated in the process of consolidation, and whereas, according to Section 18 of the Faulkner County Personnel Manual, employees are only eligible to receive a maximum payout of 240 combined hours of vacation holiday time upon termination. Now, therefore, be ordained by the Coleman Court of Faulkner County, Arkansas. Faulkner County Coleman Court is granting exemption to Section 18 of the Personnel Manual for the six dispatch employees affected by consolidation. This will allow them to receive payment for the full amount of vacation holiday time they have accrued at the time of their termination. Section 2, emergency calls. The adoption of this ordinance is an emergency, and therefore an emergency is hereby declared to exist, and this ordinance shall be in full force and effect immediately upon passage and approval.
Thank you, Counselor. Okay, so this is, we've delved a little bit into this discussion with Finance Committee, but this is related to the 911 PSAP consolidation, and we've got some employees that are going to be transitioning over to the city, and our personnel manual, which has all our policies, they cap the limits on which we can pay holiday and vacation time. Administrator Higgins, I'll turn it over to you. I think most everybody heard this, but you can give us a quick recap of the request here.
Yeah, I think that's the primary issue. Is the fact that the policy manual caps accrued time at 240 hours. And in this case, there are a couple situations. If right now we told our employees that, hey, we're going to terminate you, your employment at the end of the year, they don't have enough time to take all of their time if they want to. This particular situation is the counselor that this is a reduction in force and was really forced upon them due to the Act 660. So what we'd like to do is to give them an opportunity, one time suspension of the rules, to pay these employees so that they can transition over without losing their accrued vacation and holiday time that through no fault of their own that they were not able to take. Again, we want to be very, very clear. This is a unique situation. It is a one-time situation. This is not something that, coming down the road, we're going to come back and say, hey, we've got some more people that want to take all of that extra vacation time. That's not it. The policy is in place for a reason, but this is a one-time unique position that we've not seen before, and at this point, we don't anticipate it happening again.
Okay. Thank you, Administrator Higgins. Yeah, I'm in full agreement with this. I know we've discussed it quite a bit. The situation, these employees, they're going to be changing uniforms to go work for the city. They have a very hard job. They have a high stress job. They're highly trained. And I think it's definitely the right thing to do for the county to go above and beyond and waive this policy this one time, because these are circumstances that don't come along too often. We're complying with state laws here. And so these employees are not choosing to go over or leave this job. It's being put upon them. So I'm in agreement with this. I'll go ahead and open up to the floor on anybody on the committee. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead.
I'm in agreement with it too. I appreciate what they do. I think we need them and they deserve us.
Yeah, I have no issues with it. Fully supportive. Appreciate you guys going the extra mile, even reaching out to the city to get those comparable benefits. Thank you guys.
Okay.
I guess we make a motion to send this on to the full court.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay, we'll send this on to full court. The only other announcement I have, it's not on here, but I know we had a few salary or raise requests come in. I know Margaret was working on them. I didn't put them on the agenda for tonight, but I plan on requesting those and taking those up for next month. So we'll be hearing salary requests for the budget cycle. So I'll get you an email to send out to everybody on that. And I know we had a few sent in, but fully intend to hear those next month. And I think that lines up from what we heard tonight with getting all those through, hopefully, in that discussion next month so they can consider them during the budget cycle. So, other than that, that's all I have. Take a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. We adjourn. Thank you, everybody.